What would you say to somebody that quotes Acts 2:45, the early church, and those that sold all their possessions and belongings to those in need, that look at that and think that capitalism is evil? How would you respond?
Okay. You look at Acts 2, and I remember as a young Christian, I come to faith in Christ when I'm 15, I'm reading the book of Acts for the first time. And I'm looking at this passage where everybody's liquidating their assets, they're selling, they're giving to the poor, and they're distributing it to the needy in Jerusalem. And I'm thinking, well, isn't that what we should do today? And I wasn't even thinking in terms of capitalism versus socialism or communism or, you know, anything like that. I was just thinking, isn't that what this passage teaches? Well, I think there's two extremes to take with this passage. The one extreme would be to fail to recognize that there were thousands of people at the Passover feast that were in Jerusalem from all over the world, and they normally would have been going home, but they come to faith in Christ. They had enough money to come from all over the place, all over the world, for this great feast, and then they were going to go home. But now they come to faith in Christ, and they're being taught, and all the, there are some really abnormal circumstances going on here. And so it's like, okay, we just need to do some abnormal things to make this happen, I mean, to facilitate this and meet people's needs. So sure, there were the poor in Jerusalem, but these were not just the normal poor in Jerusalem. This was an extraordinary circumstance. But the problem is, though, when we look at that, and you can even say that, and I believe that's true, and I also believe it's true that you look at settled communities in the epistles. You have live a peaceful and quiet life, work with your hands, you're making money, the implication is you're living somewhere, you're wearing clothes. There seems to be no indication of now they're all just living in one large area together as a commune, and everybody has all of their assets in common. If that was the case, they wouldn't be called upon to give. I mean, when you're called upon to give, it means you have actual assets available to you, and to you in particular, which you can share with others. The problem, though, is that sometimes we go overboard with that, and we fail to see the spirit of Acts 2 and Acts 4, which should be our spirit, which is to hold things very loosely. Barnabas sees a need, sells a piece of land, gives to the poor. I believe God does call us to liquidate assets, to not hold tight to things. Nancy and I have given portions of our savings, our retirement. We just very honestly, very recently, we took a substantial portion of our savings and decided before the Lord to reach unreached people groups, to get the gospel, the scriptures into the language of the remaining 1,600 languages in the world, which is very doable and can happen in the next 10 years, that we just decided we're going to take a big chunk of our savings and we're going to give it to. All right, well, you know what? People could say, and I've had people say when we've done this before, things like this, oh, that's really unwise. And you know what? At the end of the day, if I go back to globalrichlist.com and I adjust what I enter, I will have dropped a few percentage points. I mean, hundreds of percentage points. I mean, so maybe now I won't be at the 98.5 or whatever I was at before. Maybe I'll be at the 98.3 most wealthiest person in the world. But you know what? That's not a bad place to be.